This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor Van Vuren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Before we jump into today's message, have you been enjoying these podcast episodes from The Daily Witness? Would you like more? Consider subscribing to The Daily Witness on YouTube for video content and for our Wednesday evening live streams, which takes place at 6:30. We also stream from the Telegram app at the same time. For word, quotes, ministry updates and more, follow us on social media. The Daily Witness is on X, Instagram, and Threads. Faith is what connects us to the Father. So remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
And welcome to another edition of the Daily Witness podcast. We are your hosts, Trevor and Megan Van Vuren.
Hey, everyone.
And we are going to continue with the topic of mind control. Now, like we said in the previous episode, it's not just about the mind, but that's the direction we're going.
Yes.
And the topic is so huge. And like I said, again, I'm going to repeat myself. But in the previous episode, I said that when it comes to the renewing of the mind and the major role that the mind plays, we have to look back at the origin. We need to look back at where all of this started.
The root cause of everything. Yeah,
how it began. And you'll find out 9 times out of 10. And you hear it in casual speech when you're talking to other believers and so forth. When you talk about the Garden of Eden, when you talk about Adam and Eve and so forth, they think that they basically know everything that needs to be known, and there's nothing more that you can tell them.
I've heard a lot of people say that anything before Jesus doesn't count for the Christians today.
Yeah.
But you need all of that. It's almost like a blueprint of where we are today.
And so if you don't understand what happened in the garden, you won't understand what happened to you.
Mm.
And yes, it's still relevant to you. and you won't see Jesus for whom he really is. I mean, as God was, I know we still need to get into a word of prayer, but I'm on a run here. And for me, during this whole period, as the Lord was just unpacking things for me, every time the Holy Ghost does this, and I mean, we know the Holy Ghost came and he helps to glorify Jesus. Yeah. He helps you see who Jesus really is.
Yes.
That's what he does. Mm. And he helps because you need help.
Mm.
And I tell you what, after this, and I mean, I started using artificial intelligence to help me design images that I could see, and just to help my thinking and so forth about the mind, about the fallen state of the mind and so forth, and what Jesus did for us. Honestly, I look at him as a decorated war hero.
Mm.
I see him as one of the toughest person that has ever existed.
Yeah.
And he is, honestly, a very high-ranking general, in my personal opinion, because of what I've seen him do.
I know for myself, speaking from my part, that when I was taught what had happened in the garden, because there's a lot of things that people don't know.
Yeah.
People get saved and then they carry on living their lives and they think that's what salvation is, and they can't understand why they struggle so much, until I heard the point of the garden, why things happened the way they did, in the sequence that they did. And there's many people who misunderstand a lot of that, and it answers a lot of questions for you, and it helps you understand who you are.
Yes, it
does. The authority that you have and so forth. So without going into too much of that, I can tell you one thing. Me hearing a message about this changed the way I thought.
Oh, yeah.
And it really set me free in so many areas, because I had more understanding and wisdom about that. So I really think it's a vital topic for people to do, like delve into and study out.
Okay. And so without further ado, let us get into a word of prayer. Father, we're just so grateful to have you as our dad.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
I just cannot get over that. You've rescued us. You've delivered us from this world. And where you're still taking us is going to be absolutely amazing. Because ultimately we get to hang out with you. Mm. We get to be with you for all eternity. Yes. And there's other things that's coming, and that's amazing. But thank you for picking us. Thank you for choosing us and making us part of your family. You didn't have to do that, but you did. And I just welcome you here this evening. And as we record this podcast, Father, I pray, as we healed ourselves to you, we healed our spirits to you, I pray that you'll think through our minds, and I pray that you'll speak through our vocal cords. And why do we say that all the time? Why do we always pray that? Because I don't want to say things out of my own strength. Mm. I don't. Because you are a whole lot wiser than what we are.
Yes.
And then there are times where you can just spoil us with a word right in the middle of the recording.
Mm.
And that's what we love so much. So thank you for spoiling us, and thank you for ministering to your children through this podcast. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Now that he's here, well, he always was here, but now that we've welcomed him, we can jump right into it. So, like I've said moments ago and in the previous episode, that people have this misconception that Adam and Eve are one person or one couple that has got absolutely nothing to do with me. What they did has no effect on me.
Mm.
And then you get a lot of Christians that have the idea that, well, you know, Jesus has come and I'm saved and all of that. I don't know what happened all day. I don't really care.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm born again and that is what matters.
Mm.
But if you've got that type of attitude, you're not going to understand.
And you won't appreciate what the Father did.
Yeah, you won't.
You won't, and you won't appreciate the price and then of Jesus.
Also, like I said, you won't see Jesus as the decorated war hero that he is. That man is a general of generals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but you won't see that
because
you won't know what happened in that garden.
Yes.
Oh, well, why are you going on about that all the time? What happened? They ate an apple and they fell. Big deal. No. Mm-hmm. No. Let's look at Romans chapter 5, verse 12, and I'm reading here from the Amplified Classic quickly. And this is so, so imperative because people have this idea that if we're to go back into time, and I'm just speaking on behalf of them because I know that's the way they think. You can tell it by the way they speak. If we are to go back in time, they think that they are on equal basis with Adam and Eve.
Okay.
And they think if we run with that line of thought a little further, what they did, they screwed up and it wouldn't have affected me because I've got nothing to do with that and I probably wouldn't have made the decision that they've made. Yes. I wouldn't have eaten of that apple. Well, first of all, it's not an apple.
Yes. Nowhere in the word does it say apple.
So Romans chapter 5 verse 12, and you've got to understand how important this is and what took place in that garden because then you'll understand the train of thought that we're following over into the New Testament. So it says there, therefore a sin came into the world through a whole bunch of people.
No.
Huh?
No, it says one man.
That's really good because I'm not even showing you the scripture here. Therefore a sin came, but that's how people read it.
Yeah.
Therefore, as sin came into the world through a whole bunch of people because they were smoking and they were drinking and they were having sex and they were
murdering
and taking drugs and what all. That's not what the scripture says.
No.
The scripture says, therefore, as sin came into the world through one man.
Yes.
Can we just camp there?
Yes.
One man. Not everyone. Sin came into the world through one man.
Yes.
And death as the result of sin. So death now spread to one man only because all the rest were innocent.
Because the word says that the wages of sin is death.
That's right. So now check, I deliberately said that, and death as the result of sin, so death spread to that one man only. No, it says death spread to all men, no one being able to stop it or to escape its power because all men sinned. Now hold on. It first starts off with sin came into the world through one man, then it finishes off with because all men sinned.
Yeah.
So what's really going on here?
Well, you could say he's the father of sin.
That's it.
And we were the children born of that. So naturally, we are sinful from that.
You see, what people don't understand is God did not create Adam and Eve, and stop there. They, in their mind, he created Seth, he created Cain, he created Abel. No, he didn't.
Mm.
God created Adam and Eve. That was it.
Yes.
They were the authority over this earth.
Yes.
And they were the authority over everyone born ultimately from them.
Exactly.
So that's what happened. So why does it say then because all men sinned? Well, naturally, because sin came into the world through one man and death as the result of sin. Mm. Remember, when they, it wouldn't even matter, even if they had Cain and Abel before they fell. Mm. That death would have still passed on to Cain and Abel because they were born of Adam and Eve.
Yes.
They were connected. So it's not like you have a choice. So anyone that was born after that from Adam and Eve would have automatically been born dead.
Mm.
See? And so because of that, they were now naturally sinners. And then, like I said to you, and we said in the previous episode, the biblical definition of death is separated from God.
Yes.
And that's ultimately what happened. So they were all born separated from God. Mm. Okay.
Or like I like to say, and it also says in the word that, because God is life.
Yeah.
So when you're separated from God, you're separated from life.
That's right.
Itself. Hence why it says sin is death.
Yeah.
It's separation from God, it's death.
And the term that the Lord gave me all those years ago, he says you basically unplug from life.
Yes.
That's what it is. It's that simple.
Yeah, because God is the source of life.
Yeah. So now, so what is the solution? The solution is we need another Adam.
Mm. We need to go back and redo what was done in the garden.
Yeah.
With the same rules and laws. You can't violate anything.
No, you can't.
And I think that's actually what I learned. Why did Jesus have to come from a virgin?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Why did everything have to play out like that? And it's because everything had to go back the way the garden was done.
Yeah.
Because God is a just God and he does everything by the book.
So if we look here at 2 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation, it says, the scriptures tell us the first man, Adam, became a living person, but the last Adam, that is Christ, is a life-giving spirit.
Mm.
So it just shows you the two authorities.
Yes.
That were in the earth. Mm. It's not from Adam to Christ. All of us are equal authorities. Now we have become equal authorities with him.
Yes.
Because he is our authority. But I'm not saying we became authorities separate from him.
No, because we're the body of Christ.
Yeah. And so what I want to say to you is because of that, when we talk about the fall of man, when man died, remember how I said in the first episode, we read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, and we spoke about that you are a spirit. And I quoted from John chapter 3, how Jesus said, you, the real man, needs to get born again. He was telling Nicodemus that. And Nicodemus kept on referring to the real man as the flesh. And Jesus said, no. So you are a spirit. And we read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, you have a soul and you live in a physical body.
Mm.
But now, a lot of the time, the mistake that we make is when we preach, we tend to focus on the spirit that died.
Mm.
But the spirit wasn't the only man that fell. It started there.
Yeah.
And rightly should.
Yeah. Well, the whole man fell.
Thank you.
Spirit, soul, and body.
And that is what we really need to focus on.
Mm.
Because if the spirit man, how can only the spirit man or the man of the spirit fall, but the soul and the physical body stay intact?
Mm.
There's no way that can happen.
No, because we are a whole body.
They're all connected.
Exactly.
So now you can see how serious this is, because when man unplugged from life, when his spirit man unplugged from life, so did his soul and so did his physical body.
Yes.
And if we look at it today, we can see how people are in a fallen state with their physical bodies. I mean, it's sicknesses and diseases, and there's people that are crippled, and there's people that are missing limbs, and all of that is that comes from a place of death. That comes from Adam.
Yes.
It's that simple. I mean, it's really not hard to figure out. When you understand what happened, it was almost like it was a supernatural atomic bomb that went off in the Garden of Eden. Yes. I never thought of it like that before.
That's actually good, because it affected everyone.
It affected, went
even
all
for
over
generations
the place.
And generations to come.
I mean, you get kids today that are born blind. I'm talking now just about the physical body.
Yes.
These kids, I mean, I saw this. I thought, what? Little babies, they're like 4 months old, and then they diagnose them with some form of cancer.
I know.
You know, and then there's kids that are born. I mean, there's a story about that young girl that was born with two heads, you know, and she recently got married, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
I mean, all sorts of stories. And you call those people maimed, those without limbs and so forth. And this is a result of the fall of man.
Yes.
Now, if that never took place, we would have never known such things existed.
Can you even imagine what it would have been like had Adam and Eve never sinned?
There would have never been a disease in earth. We would have never known that diseases existed.
We would never have died.
Never.
We would never have needed to die. There wouldn't be death in the earth.
And I mean, people would be born perfectly, all their fingers, hands, all their limbs in place. We would have never even known about a gray hair.
No, we wouldn't have.
Never ever struggled.
Never have fallen out.
Never. You'd never have crippled people, people bound in wheelchairs, people born with diseases and all that sort of stuff.
Isn't that what heaven is?
Yeah.
Heaven is what the Garden of Eden, or what the world should have been had Adam and Eve not fallen.
And so we're talking now about what happened because of the fall of man. Man fell. And that is such a good example. When you look at someone, you can picture it like this, as if someone was standing on top of a skyscraper, maybe 200 floors, and the devil came. And I mean, he was ultimately the cause of it. Not entirely, because Adam had responsibility.
Yes.
And he could have said no. But I'm saying, he tempted him. And basically, Adam took his wife's hand and they jumped.
Yeah.
And what do you think they're going to look like when they get to the bottom?
They're going to look like Jesus did when he was on the cross.
Yeah. Completely shattered. Mm. Completely destroyed. And that is a picture of what happened to the entire human race. And they were responsible. Not that we're bashing them, but just so that people can understand, you know, what happened with the fall of man. It wasn't just as if it was the spirit man that died. It was also the soul that died, and it was the physical body that died. Now, we gave examples of the death of the physical body. And as a result of the fall, being disconnected from life. Now, this whole series is focusing on the mind. What do you think the mind came to?
The mind is rooted in death.
Yeah.
In sin. It's rooted in that fallen world. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to show people how that needs to change. Because our Father was so amazing to have an outlet for us to get our spirits born again. And he's given us tools to change our minds that will affect our bodies. So we're actually really spoiled.
Okay. So we have come now to the end of our podcast. We hope you guys have enjoyed this. Let's just close off in a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for being the blessing that you are. Thank you for helping us with this podcast. We appreciate it. And thank you that your word will not return void, but prosper in the thing to where you sent it, in Jesus' name. Amen. And as we always say, faith comes by hearing.
So keep on hearing.
Hey everyone, if you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.
It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.